You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
You probably remember the admonition that you should never ask a woman her age, if she's pregnant, and if she's had any work done. It would seem that veterinarians have been subliminally instructed into not touching on the subject of obesity, unless the pet's toes can't reach the floor past its belly. Yes, a pudgy pet can be cute, but that cuteness can lead to a myriad of medical issues, a decreased quality of life, and a markedly shortened lifespan. Obesity is an epidemic for people and pets. Research is finding that there is more to being overweight than just a lack of willpower. White fat, the type found in our bellies, is very chemically active, producing chemicals that can damage our skin, hearts, joints, and may even contribute to the development of certain types of cancer. Okay, so we know our pets are more fat than fluffy. You've tried cutting back on the treats and changed to low-calorie food, but it just isn't losing weight. What is a pet owner to do? My guest is Melissa Morrison, one of the founders of Fur Fitness, based in Upland, California. She'll tell us about their pet fitness challenge and ways that you can help your cat and dog slim down and have some fun in the process. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where the healthy pets go.
Enter the code DR10, DOCTOR, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
Like your business to reach out and invite in our audience. We have a brand new trademark concept called Info Seeds. Info Seeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of Info Seed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. This is definitely a weighty problem.
Thank you for having us today.
So, Melissa, tell us a little bit about Fur Fitness. What is this organization, this group that you founded?
Well, Fur Fitness is a both a for-profit and non-profit. The Fur Fitness Foundation non-profit helps educate about pet obesity for providing information, events, workshops, seminars, all with the goal of conquering pet obesity. And Fur Fitness, our for-profit entity, is the implementation side of our pet health fitness program, which is provided by our team of pet fitness trainers to help pet owners with exercising and nutrition for their pet.
And that's so important. We know that just you and I, you sit on your bum all day and you're in front of the computer and you're tired when you come home, and the thought of exercising yourself or taking your pet for a walk, your dog for a walk, is so far down the list of things you want to do. So is this the main thing you do? You're a dog walking service, or what else do you do?
We're more than a dog walking service, actually. We provide a customized fitness and nutrition program for pet owners. We work with the veterinarian and the pet owner to help pets lose weight and reclaim their health and vitality.
Why do you think this problem is so widespread in people and pets? I don't think it's just computers.
No, I would say it's widespread because humans today, pet owners today, are working so many more long hours, so much to do, taking children back and forth to school, to practices. And I think that our four-legged family members sometimes get left behind. And then we begin to feed them. We give them extra treats throughout the day. We give them that extra scoop of food at the end of the night. Meanwhile, they didn't get out for a walk today. They didn't get played with today.
I know it's one of the things that I'll do too, I have to admit. I have a kitty cookie jar that has cat snacks in it. And I think it's cute because now one of my cats, only one seems to like treats. I go in the kitchen and almost immediately, poof, here is Zim, and she wants her little treat and she'll chat and talk and she knows her word snack. But I try and keep it down to a minimum. Okay, here's like a little kitty snack. She doesn't know that there's a whole canister full of them. So many people don't realize, okay, you just give them, oh, how about one little cookie for a dog, a 20-pound dog. And that's equal to like you and I having a hamburger or even a 2-ounce chocolate bar. So it adds up after a while. Why do you think it is, Melissa, that we don't see the problem? We don't see that our pets are overweight.
Well, I think you bring up a really great point. I don't think we see it. I don't think we notice that our pets look overweight. I think we just begin to see them as part of the family. They're just another body there at home. And we're not set up to notice the extra fat they're carrying around. When the dog begins to just lay around all day, we make up the excuse, he's tired. But really, he's not tired. He's carrying around extra weight that's not allowing him to get up and want to play or want to exercise.
I'll agree with you. I see so many clients coming in going, oh yeah, you know, the pet is just getting old, Doc. It seems like it's happened overnight. You know, it's panting all the time, and I turn the air conditioner up so the pet's cool. And I wait till it's, you know, later on in the afternoon and want to go out for a walk. And we maybe get a half a block and then, it just doesn't want to go anywhere. You know, it must be having, you know, some type of real nasty medical problem. And I look going, it is. Last time I saw this dog, maybe it was 20 pounds and now it's 31. It's like, oh, maybe that has something to do with it. I know veterinarians have a feel for how overweight our pet population is. What studies have you heard? What numbers have you heard?
Well, we heard as of February 2011, the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention put out a report that 93 million pets are overweight or obese. And it breaks down to something like 55% of dogs and 53% of cats are overweight or obese.
So when somebody comes to you and goes, I think my pet is overweight, or do they typically do it? Are they the ones that come to you, or are they sent to you by their veterinarian? How do people come to you?
We reach people in both ways. We work with the veterinarian community. We're a big advocate that we would like, through Fur Fitness, we would like to open that dialogue, the veterinarians and the pet owners. So we work with them directly. We ask for referrals of their overweight clients. We also approach people when we see them on the street, at dog parks, at different dog outings, all in an effort to provide education and information and work together to help the dog or the cat, in many cases cats, lose weight again.
And especially the kitty, that is one of those silent things, because most cats being indoors, you know, behind closed doors, you never know what that pet is going to be looking like, how that cat is looking. One of the problems that veterinarians have, and I know I'll oftentimes feel a little uncomfortable in front of me in an office call, is that overweight client and an overweight pet. And myself, I'm getting a little bit better now. I just try and focus on the fact that, okay, my concern is the pet. If you're overweight, this is your concern. Maybe if I help your pet, you'll catch on also. But you say you go up to people like in the dog park and say, oh, excuse me, your dog is fat. How do you do that?
Right. Well, that's exactly why we created For Fitness and why we're so effective. We come from the pet parent point of view. We're just like them. We've been in their shoes. I personally have been in their shoes. So I think sometimes they respond differently. We will approach. We will say, has your veterinarian mentioned that your pet is overweight? The response is different. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no. Sometimes when it's yes, they will say, yes, but she just likes to eat. And so then we start a dialogue about, well, what are they eating? How much are you serving them? And we pull out our materials and our fun facts of educating them. They should be feeding a cup, but they're really feeding a cup and a half. We educate them why it's so important just to follow that cup formula. So we think from our point of view that we are not the white coat of authority, if you will. We are pet parents. We've come from where they are today. I had an overweight dog. I had a dog with all kinds of skin allergies and ear infections. And so I'm able, through my stories, through my partner's stories, through the trainers that work for us, we all have our own stories. And so we're able to approach them in a less authoritarian way, but always referring back to, let's work together with your veterinarian. Let's make sure there isn't an underlying medical condition that could be aiding in this excess weight.
Well, we're speaking right now with Melissa Morrison of Fur Fitness. And Melissa, thank you for being so honest, for saying, yes, I've had a fat dog too. I've had a fat cat. I've had a fat dog. And my practice is close to where I live. So when I had my little fluffy Chihuahua Pomeranian mix, and I would walk around and I would see clients and they would look at me going, wait, excuse me, you told me that my dog was overweight. What about Juanita? She's fat. Going, she's fluffy. So do what I say, don't do what I do. It's hard once a pet has put on that weight to get them off. And oftentimes it seems as though they have that yo-yo, just like Christy Alley, you know, on TV. We've seen her weight go up and down and Oprah's, etc. How can you help that yo-yo effect?
Well, I think it's important for pet owners to know it's probably more dangerous for pets, or equally as dangerous for pets, to be yo-yo dieting. So we really try to get them to understand that there needs to be a consistent weight, and we educate by breed, what type of breed you have, how much exercise they should be getting, how much food they should be eating. And we work out similar to humans. It's a calorie count. We have to learn for ourselves how much food our body needs to fuel itself. Same thing with your animal. So if you don't have the time to get your dog out or your cat to play feather games or laser tag or ball games, you have to take into consideration reducing their treat intake, reducing their calorie intake to aid in the fact that they're not getting the proper exercise.
Oh, and Melissa, that is so hard. I know right now many of the veterinary behaviorists and internists who are so concerned with pets being overweight, cats and dogs, are trying to get the pet food manufacturers to actually put how many calories are in a can of food, how many are in a bag of food. You can find it, or a cup of food. You can find it many times if you go to the websites and you do a lot of research. But you and I, you know, you pick up a bag of chips and you look on the back going, oh, this one bag, which is equal to 3 servings, is going to be, you know, 300 calories per serving. Going, there went all my calories for the day. I think a lot of people don't realize that, for instance, if you had a 10-pound cat, and that is typically the size most cats are supposed to be as adults, they're only supposed to have about 275 calories per day. Then if you had a 50-pound dog, they're supposed to get about 1,200 calories. And then the catcher, if you look at an extra large milk bone, and nothing against milk bones, you know, other companies have their calories and their treats too, one extra large milk bone is 225 calories. It can add up so fast, just that one little treat, one little snack.
Yes, and you know, you bring up a really good point. When we are out at trade shows or pet-related events, this year, Maggie and I, my partner, we have started actually showing the milk bone or the dental chew, and its calorie count and what it's equivalent to in humans. So one busy bone, one dental bone is the equivalent in how many dog calories to the human calorie. And our people that visit our booth or our clients that we've practiced our demonstrations on are amazed. And it's almost like an instant, oh my gosh, I've got to stop doing this. I've got to stop overfeeding, overtreating.
And it's hard sometimes, especially if you have multiple people in the family. You have a young child in the family, or sometimes it's the other, you know, extent of the family. You have the grandma that's living with you. And grandma's home all day, and, you know, the dog or the cat loves grandma because grandma's sitting there watching TV or taking it easy, and it's, you know, one treat for grandma, one treat for the pet. What do you do in that kind of situation?
We run into that situation almost on a weekly basis. And even once the family is in our program, we still have to monitor that. We've created a schedule. So if mom gives the treat, she marks in the box that she gave the treat and what time. And if the daughter comes home from school and sees that that treat's already been taken up, you know, she's got to do something else, whether it's a walk or playing ball in the backyard, or same with cats. You know, we have a program for both. We have a client who had a 22-pound Maltese.
And did the toes touch the ground?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it was very sad. And when the mom first hired us, she just felt like he needed exercise. He needed more than just her walk around the block. He needed exercise. And we were like, he needs, you know, what are we feeding him? And what we found out is she was feeding him almost the equivalent to what I feed my 70-pound dog.
Oh, my goodness.
And when we sat her down and we went over nutrition and we talked about calories and what she was feeding and how many treats is he getting in a day, she was blown away. When she really stopped and started counting and thinking, a couple treats as she was getting ready for work, big breakfast because she was going to be gone for 10 or 12 hours that day, a few treats when she got home, another big serving for dinner. Before you knew it, he was 22 pounds. Then, come to find out, just a few months ago or so, he was limping. We couldn't figure out what was wrong, why he was limping. He has blown out both of his knees, I think in veterinary terms, it's the luxating patella. And the veterinarian, although it's common in small breed, it's been aggravated by the weight. And boy, oh boy, I can tell you right now, mom got into the program immediately. How many calories should he be eating a day? How many treats can I give him? She's a real treater. That's her guilty pleasure, if you will. And so we put together a comprehensive nutrition plan that outlined for her exactly what he should be eating. And, of course, got the veterinarian, Jack's personal veterinarian's buy-off on it and how much exercise he should be getting. And we're happy to say he's at 14.2 pounds today.
Fantastic. Over what period of time?
We are just about 6 months in.
And that is wonderful because it sounds like it's a slow, steady weight loss. And that's so important for dogs, but it's extremely important for cats. Cats are very interesting. I'm sure you're aware of this, Melissa, that cats have a very unique metabolism. They are not little dogs, and dogs are not little people, but dogs and people are a little bit more closely related metabolically. But if you have especially a chubby cat and you go, okay, that's it. I am putting this cat on a super strict diet. I'm going to cut it way back, or I'm going to give it a food. And if it doesn't like it, damn the torpedoes. It's going to eat it eventually, or it'll starve, and it won't starve to death. Well, cats can basically starve themselves out. And sometimes after being on a fast as short as 24 hours, they can start to mobilize fat in their body. It'll get deposited in their livers. They'll get a condition known as hepatic lipidosis, fatty liver syndrome. They start becoming jaundiced or yellow. And even when you go, oh, I'm sorry, here, eat the food which you used to eat and that you want to eat, many times they'll go, nope, I don't want to eat anymore. And that is a major medical emergency. And I've seen cats that have died because of this, just because people really wanted to put them on a strict diet. So I know that's something that you address. And I think it's so important you're talking about these medical issues. People don't realize that it's not just cute and chubby. What are some of the other medical issues that you've seen associated with your clients' pets being on the chubby side?
I think, arthritis is one, skin disease, joint problems, heart diseases, cancers. Those are the bad. What we've seen great coming out of the program is the healthy skin and coat coming back, the pet having sort of a rebirth of life, feeling energetic. Jack, at 22 pounds, didn't want to walk, didn't want to do anything. You know, our trainer would get there, he'd be waiting at the top of the stairs of a two-story house for our trainer to come and pick him up and take him outside. Well, now we arrive, you know, by the time the deadbolt is unlocked, he's down the stairs, ready to go. And so just reclaiming that vitality, just the pet owner seeing the spirit come alive again, you know, and I just want to back up for 1 second and say, through our program, it doesn't matter what you're feeding your pet. We all have our favorites, and that's our personal preference. It's how much you're feeding. If you're giving 8 treats a day, you know, your dog is supposed to have 2 cups of food and you're giving him 8 treats, you have to reduce the food that you're giving at breakfast time or the food you're giving at dinner time, because he's already got those calories in the 8 treats throughout the day. That's something really that we focus on educating our fellow pet parents out here, is that understanding what you're feeding and the quantity of what you're feeding. Quality is there as well, but quantity can really wreak havoc on the pet.
I'm talking right now with Melissa Morrison. She's with Fur Fitness, talking about what we see way too common in our cats and dogs and birds too, but you're not getting into birds, of having weight issues. We're going to take this short break. We'll be right back. I'm going to ask Melissa about treats that we can give that are going to be healthy for our cats and dogs. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit PetLifeRadio.com. Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Blake here with my sidekick, Super Smiley, the giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and I'd like to tell you about our brand new show, A Super Smiley Adventure. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling, out-in-the-world trips, or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery, or just plain, fun adventures. Join us here on Pet Life Radio on A Super Smiley Adventure. Good boy.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Okay, Melissa. We know we're supposed to cut back. We know we're supposed to monitor how much the pet is eating. But giving treats is giving love. And sometimes you just want to give something. So what are some of your suggestions for healthy treats that you can give a cat or a dog?
Well, I will just say I am guilty of giving treats to my own 4 dogs. Mom comes home with all these other scents, you know, and my dogs smell it and say, "Where have you been? Who is that? Where, you know, what's going on?" And so I reach in the refrigerator and they get some banana or they get some strawberry or they get a carrot or they get some green beans. There's all sorts of healthy human treats that they can eat that aren't processed, that aren't loaded with sugars and salt, which are sort of making our pets even more excitable and hyper and having behavioral problems. So I say, and when I talk to my clients or out at trade shows, I talk to clients about buying a bag of baby carrots for 99 cents at the grocery store that will last you over a week versus buying a bag of processed treats that will last you a couple days. And the remarkable difference we're seeing, even in my own pets, now that we know the secret of giving them some healthier alternatives, it's amazing.
And what do you give to kitties? Now, kitties can be really persnickety, and they're not going to eat the carrots.
Yes, and I have a lot of pet clients that give a lot of the treats from the bag, and we say give things like, you know, some canned salmon and some healthier options for kitties. We're real careful, especially with kitties and their metabolism and the way they process. You know, we work closely with the veterinarian to be sure that we're not going to set anything off. It seems like just in our experience and in our learnings, dogs can handle some variety a little bit differently than cats will handle.
And I'm glad that you're bringing up, you know, seeing your veterinarian, because there can be some other underlying medical conditions that can cause a pet to be overweight. Number one, I am a strong proponent of castration and spaying our pets. We know in the long run it is better for their health, and the overpet population problem is just rampant. But as soon as, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, when they look at a bag of cat food or dog food and it says, oh, a 10-pound dog is supposed to eat 2 cups of food a day. Well, that is a 10-pound intact active animal. But as soon as that pet is neutered, it decreases their metabolism by about a third. So it's kind of like that woman, as soon as she goes through menopause, you just kind of look at food and poof, you puff up. Some animals can have underactive thyroids. There can be other liver problems, diabetics. All of these things can be predisposing, can exacerbate a pet putting on weight. So it's a great idea. You know, we always see it for ourselves when you pick up any diet book. Before you start a diet, see your MD to make sure that you're physically capable of going on this diet. So yes, it is important that that pet be seen. It should be seen anyway, at least once a year, twice a year is even better, cat or dog, for just a good wellness examination. When you're seeing these pets, what other medical issues? You're saying arthritis, and that pet probably blew out its cruciate ligament. That is very common, these little pets. So it's kind of like a football injury. What other medical issues? You're saying ear problems, skin problems. What else have you seen improve?
Improve? Oh, we've seen, like I mentioned earlier, spirits improving. We have seen just overall joints. Dogs were very stiff. I guess spirit and personality. We've actually, one of the veterinarians that we work closely with has actually said to us that when the pets come into the office, they're not so afraid to come in. They're getting that socialization. They're getting outside. We joke, you know, internally, and it's probably not the truth, but we say, oh, they're not embarrassed of their weight anymore. So we're just, I think the big thing that we see a lot of is the spirit change and not so many ear infections, not so many hot spots. Hot spots was another big thing that we saw a lot of last summer, and we were chalking that up to they're bored. There's no outlet for them. There's nothing to do.
When they're bored, I know if I get bored, usually happens about 8 o'clock at night. It's like, okay, we start looking in the refrigerator and looking in the cupboards to see what we have. You had mentioned, I thought it was great keeping a little checklist. Okay, I gave the treat for the day. Now the next person comes home. Typically, you'd want to give a treat. Now it's like, oh, dang, the treat's been given. Now what do I have to do? And you're saying, go out there and throw the ball or play with a feather toy for kitty. Why is that important?
Well, exercise is important, especially when we're feeding a lot of these processed foods that are high in sugars, high in salts. Not to mention, you know, the dog is chemically, the cat, they're chemically set up to exercise, to be outdoors, to run, to play, to scavenge for their food. And so when they're just sitting around all day waiting for you to get home, I can say this because I'm a pet dog mom and I believe this to be true. My dogs were not sitting there waiting for me to come home to give them a cookie. They were sitting there waiting for me to come home so they could get exercise. They wanted to get out. It's not enough to just play in the backyard. They need to get out. They need to smell. They need to move those legs, get that body working, get that mental stimulation. And once they've been in that backyard or in that apartment or in that home all day, they know the smells. They know the scents. They know the yard. They've walked it. They've roamed it. They've laid all around it. They need to get out.
Okay, Melissa Morrison of Fur Fitness, that's a dog. It's easy enough. You get it out there. You can chase the frisbee. You can go to the dog park. What do you do for the cat? I mean, people say, oh, you can get a laser toy. And oftentimes these chunky monkey cats are just kind of laying there going, that's nice. I'm not moving. What do you do for those cats?
Well, I'll tell you, I will never forget the look on one of our clients' faces when Maggie and I pulled up, walked in the house, and had a leash and harness in our hand. And she said, what are you doing? And I said, we're going for a walk. And she thought, absolutely not. There's no way my cat, she will not walk. This is not going to happen. And the cat absolutely loved it. We brought the feather toy. We rolled the ball in front of her. We brought the laser. We did it this first night. We did a sort of a dusk, so we were able to use our laser. And whether it looked like a bug to the cat, I'm not real sure. But she chased after it. And we got her body moving. We got her exercise. We got her mind mentally working instead of just working to get from the one place on the couch to the other. She was now chasing these toys. She was now smelling the fresh air, and she was now walking outside and learning a whole new element. So I say, give it a try. It may not work for every cat, but put a harness. Make sure that they're secure, you have a hold of them, but give it a try. Get them out there walking.
I think that is a great option. I've had a couple cats myself. You put a harness on them, they turn into what I call little land crabs because, you know, arms and legs out to the side. It's like, nope, I'm not moving. But I love that idea of having the little laser toy at dusk. So it's like, oh, bug, what's that? How much exercise does a dog or cat need? How do you determine that?
Well, I think that there are books and averages, but I'm not sure that all too often that the average amount of exercise, so say the books are, or the professionals are calling for a minimum of 30 minutes of daily exercise, I'm not sure that that is always enough. In many, many cases, especially bigger dogs, 30 minutes of exercise is just not enough for them. They need maybe an hour, maybe longer, playing frisbee, walking, running, jogging. Now, I will tell you, because Fur Fitness really focuses on helping overweight animals, it's not always do we take a 10 or 20 or 30 pound overweight animal and start a running program or start hiking a hill. It's a very slow, safe process. It's a lot of walking. It's a lot of walking, making sure the pet is staying hydrated. It's swimming. We're lucky enough we're able to take them swimming. We're also able to utilize dog beaches here, you know, locally in Southern California, where we can take them to the beach and we can swim, and which helps for joints and things like that. All too often, when you think of something on the average, it may not be enough for your dog's breed. If the best you can do is 30 minutes, then let's aim for 30 minutes. If the best you can do is 20 minutes, let's aim for 20 minutes. But let's make a commitment to getting our pets outside and exercise.
I think having people aware of this, doing this slowly, it sounds as though, yes, you can step in, but also you are educating the pet owner. I think that's the most important thing, that they need to realize my pet is overweight. We get so used to seeing overweight people and overweight pets that when we say, oh, your pet's overweight, well, no, it's not. Going, can you feel its ribs? Can you see a waistline? Does it have a tucked up tummy? No, right? That pet's overweight. So your Fur Fitness Challenge, it sounds as though this is a great way of educating people. How are you getting the word out there? What are people actually doing with this Fur Fitness Challenge?
Well, our challenge is something that we created, and not to emphasize the word challenge, but rather it was meant to be a commitment to a lifestyle change, to help inspire pet owners to help their pets lose weight. And in many cases, Fur Fitness has inspired our clients to lose weight. We've got quite a few different clients on their own weight loss journey now that they are seeing the success of their pet's weight loss journey. And we say, you know, it's great to know that they've been inspired by that. But our Fur Fitness Challenge, it was created to raise awareness of pet obesity, to help pets lose weight, and to educate pet owners on proper exercise and nutrition. There's all kinds of these pet and pet parents challenges popping up across the country. Our challenge or our commitment is everybody wins. There's no one grand prize winner. Every pound, every ounce that's lost is a success. That means we're going in the right direction. It means that the next year's annual study will hopefully be less than 93 million, not more than 93 million. pet owners can sign up from anywhere. The information is on our website and our Facebook page. In October, we hold a Fur Fitness Challenge Pet Health and Fitness Expo, where we include healthy premium pet foods and treat companies and do a cooking home cooking demonstration, just a way to celebrate the success of weight loss, to give the pet owner an opportunity to come and talk and learn more about food or health or fitness for their pets from industry leading experts. And again, everyone's a winner. It's just making that commitment to change your life with your pet.
It sounds as though it is definitely a win-win situation. It's marvelous when the whole family benefits, because getting out there and exercising, the kids can be out there with that dog, even now with a cat on its little harness, getting out there and exercising, being cautious during the summer that it's not too hot, being cautious during the winter if you're in an area where they may get salt on their little paws, cleaning it off. So, you know, we always need to be aware of what's going on around them. But Melissa Morrison, I think this is just a fantastic opportunity for people to educate themselves. What's the website where they can go to learn more about Fur Fitness?
Furfitness.com.
All one word?
All one word.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. This is definitely a condition that I am very concerned with, because I see way too much of it in our pets, and I know that their quality of life, the longevity, how long they're going to be with us, is just never long enough. And when they're chubby, it cuts that lifespan short. So thank you so much for being with us. Please tune in again next week. We'll have more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner that you can be with healthy, happy pets. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.